Interviews are really daunting. Meeting people who you've seen in TV before. You're obviously going to win the job, or you want to win the job. It's so difficult to get your head wrapped around that, together with the being on with the camera crews around you. It's really, really daunting.
There were times when you got crucified.
Yeah, I made a few faux pas, and each interview is probably like 10, 20 minutes long, but they only show clips. So they've built a character for me where I always fall over my words, with the bus tour and making. I did that for 6 hours, and they still managed to pull out three or four silly things I say. But yeah, that's obviously the nature of the game, and if you don't say it, they can't put it in, and I've said it, so.
Now, in fairness, everybody ended up looking like they had gone 6 rounds with Mike Tyson at the end.
Yeah, that's right. It's what they do, which is very clever, is they find the tiniest detail in your CV which may have a slight flaw in it, which if 99% of CVs probably have, because if you're not going to sell yourself, no one else will. So they find that, expose it, and just go to town on you. Or actually, what they usually do is give you enough rope to hang yourself. They'll mention it and then just be quiet to let you talk your way into it, and then hang yourself.
Lord Sugar and his cronies, they often said that you started off really well and they really liked you, but then you dipped. Why do you think that was?
I take that as a total compliment, because I started the process as me, and I went all the way through the process as me, and I dipped. I wasn't very well. My energy levels dropped, but then I picked myself back up, and task 9 and 10, the buying task, Karen was very complimentary towards me, and then the bus tourism task, Nick was very complimentary. That's life, that's business. And if no one is faultless, no one is faultless. And Lord Sugar, he regretted taking Stuart into the final five. That's a fault, and that is life.
Let's talk about Stuart.
What hasn't been said about Stuart?
What's Stuart like?
Stuart he's like that. He gets very excited when there's a crowd or an audience. And go back to the first task, he was being very offensive to the crowds in the market, to in the sausage factory, which we didn't really get to see, but. I had to pull it in, and I told him, friendly advice, just rein it in a little bit. And then obviously he may have listened to me because he went quiet for a couple of weeks, and then task 4, he started talking about dead babies, which ultimately that baby grow would have won the task, as you saw, or lost the task, and he lost it for us. So from pretty much task 1, I had him down as this character who just couldn't control his mouth. And at 21, I think he should have been able to control it.
Well, I think a lot of people did. You could see the look on Stella's face every time he spoke. Why do you think Lord Sugar kept him in so long?
It's not really for me to question Lord Sugar's decisions. He has a job at the end of this, and he's looking to fill that vacancy. If it was, technology where maybe he doesn't present himself to the public, then Stuart was the man. But he's a. When you put him in front of a crowd of people, 9 times out of 10, he will offend them.
You should give him a job as long as he doesn't talk to anyone.
Yeah, if he's back office technical, then yeah, I think that's a perfect job for him.
Do you think you could have won?
I think I have what it takes to be the apprentice. I made a couple of mistakes. When Lord Sugar fired me, he didn't really give a real reason. He just said it's the end of the road. There was this blame culture thing that came up, which I didn't really understand at all, because if it was a blame culture, I would have no way I've got to the final five without that being mentioned before, and it was never mentioned. I made a couple of mistakes, and Lord Sugar, it looked like towards the end, Stella got through to the final. It was between Chris and I, and I respect Lord Sugar's decision. I respect Chris and I respect Stella, but he chose Chris. There's nothing I could do about it.
Okay, the two finalists then. Let's talk about them. Let's start with Stella.
Stella is really good. you know, from task two when I got to work with, well, task one, she was sort of given straight away credit for her numbers and, you know, her figures. Task two, she took over the boys, and Stella and I gelled very quickly, very well. And throughout, when I worked with her, she was very, very good, very sharp, very focused, very organised. And, you know, if you want someone on your team, Stella is brilliant. And if you're looking for someone to lead a team, I think Stella is a very, very strong candidate.
What about Chris then?
Chris, very, very strong candidate as well. He's, you know, he's 24, but if you listen to the words he's using and the way he conducts himself, it's brilliant. He is so sharp, so intelligent. And, you know, throughout the process, I lived with him for a few months, you talk generally about life, about situations, and he's always spot on the point you're trying to make. And this is the apprentice. So he's 24, he's very clever, he's obviously been criticised about his tone and his presentation skills. So, you know, that with a small amount of tutoring, he could be also brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Who do you think will win?
It's difficult for me to call. However, I'm on Chris's team because I worked with him on the final task. And any time I'm on a team, I want them to win. So I've got to back Chris.
Finally, let's just talk about these rivers in London. How do they go? What's the biggest river in London?
Okay, the largest river in London is the River Thames. However, the largest river in the United Kingdom... the Thames is the largest river, the second largest river in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So that's what I was meant to say. It's the second largest river in the United Kingdom. But because I was in London and I was on London mode, it's just I tripped over my words. It's the second largest river in the United Kingdom.